Hey,
Grant.
Thinking.
Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
I'm doing well. Hey, thank you very much for calling me back.
That's no problem.
Do you have 5 minutes?
Yeah, I got 5 minutes.
Yeah, good deal. I'll try to be brief. Just give me 1 second here. I'm basically just trying to get a better feel for our competition out there right now. I know we had started and they sent us a bunch of deals, and we obviously nothing closed, and I think we came back with a number of pre-approvals and some terms, but for whatever reason, nobody pulled the trigger, et cetera. So no harm, no foul. But I know we've got some good competition over there, and I just wanted to dig in and just have you be as brutally honest with us as possible to see if there's anything we can do different on our end, whether it's pricing or processing or anything along those lines, but just to get a better feel for, your business.
Oh, yeah, certainly. I'm fine with being honest with you. That's not a problem.
You always ask. It doesn't mean we can always provide, but at least you can tell me what your wish list is or what we would need to do to earn more of your business.
Yeah, so I guess I'll start off by just giving you a quick layout of what's been going on in terms of our lenders, who we've added and who we've had success with and who we've recently been having issues with. OnDeck is still our biggest power player currently. They do a lot of funding, and we like them because they're very fast and require little to no steps. So it's that 24-hour online online checkout that really is something that we utilize quite often.
How are they on the pricing and fees? I mean, obviously they're competitive, but let's say they're fast and come back with less tips.
So we have worked out a special program with OnDeck because we did a certain amount of volume. To give you an idea, I'll give you two rates that we have. It's a 1-4 sell rate over 18 months, which includes 10 points and has no O fee. Another
18, part. I'm sorry, 18 months, 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
No origination fee.
And that's a 1-4 sell. That's including the 10 points.
1.4 sell.
So that's our Cardiff special pricing. Now, on top of that, we also can qualify for their select program, which is similar to the program that you have, except with their select program, it comes with 5 points. And that can go out to 24 months. And that's selling off the top of my head, I know they're selling like mid 1.2s over 24-month terms and 18-month terms.
1.2s-ish, okay, for 24 months.
5 points. Granted, they come with an O fee.
Okay.
But oftentimes, they are willing to work with us in terms of chipping away at that O fee.
Is it normally 2.5% or 3%? What's the normal?
Usually 2.5%, but sometimes we could cut that in half by dropping a point.
Okay. And that includes 5.
And then on other deals, they have executive pricing, which is where it's kind of like a Nulogic retention program. So there's their select program, which is for their cream of the crop, amazing banks, amazing credit. And then there's executive, which is scored differently, which is basically a retention pricing that all offers are eligible for. Not to say all will get them, but they're all eligible.
Okay.
So that's what we've been utilizing a lot. I think so.
And if you could, without telling me what their volume is, because I don't need to know, but your overall working capital volume roughly, per year or per month?
We are, between renewals and originations, we should be doing 3 million, 5 million ideally, plus. But, we've had a pretty volatile year thus far, but, last month was good for us.
It's odd. October was bad for me, seriously. I mean, not tons and tons of submittals, but very few pulling the trigger. Even though, docs are out, I don't know if it's because of the election, but people were not letting go of their money.
I've noticed lots of – I've been anticipating larger numbers, but like you're saying, few people are pulling the trigger. Our customers have certainly become more aware of our product, and therefore, we'll say thanks for the offer. Now I'm going to go check other competitors.
Got it. Hey, listen, on that retention program, that executive, what's the guidelines there?
I'm not sure the specific guidelines of when they'll qualify and when they won't, but it's something that we ask for pretty frequently.
But what does it do for them, though? I mean, is it just better pricing or longer?
It drops
terms?
The buy rate, and we are limited to 5 or 3 points.
Got it. It
drops the buy rate across all terms. So, I mean, on deck, basically, what they're doing well is that they're offering us a variety of options, a variety of programs. They also are really good at getting us exceptions. If we feel as though something was declined wrongfully, we have one rep there that we'll hit up, and he handles everything. He literally is like, okay, look, I'm going to go back and pitch it a certain way, and if he says it's a hard no, we trust him. That is a hard
okay.
no.
Got it. Well, we didn't get a chance to do enough business, but we've got our senior AA team is like that. You don't even have to ask. You know, they escalate right behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. They've been doing that for 8, 9, 10 years, so they're the best. But well, anyway, thank you for sharing. That's terrific information. And you were doing business with Marlin too a little bit, right?
Yeah, Marlin. You know, we do a little bit of business. They require a lot of underwriting on the front end, so. For submitting to multiple sources, and we are getting 3 approvals, and they're asking for stipulations up front. Depending on where the customer's at, maybe we don't give Marlin those stipulations because we need to fund fast. But they still offer the best rates, and we still do a few deals a month with them.
Okay. So is that your model, basically? So when you were shooting those deals, Josh, you're shooting them maybe to 2 other people at the same time? Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, we are, trying to get a variety of options for customers.
Yep.
I'd say, you know, so long as it's not a restricted industry or a second position, on deck, you almost always get to look.
Who does?
On deck.
On deck. Okay, well, that's understandable. You're doing that out of business, so.
Mm-hmm.
But then you may quickly override 1 or 2 other folks to see if you can get the best terms.
Yeah, if on deck declines, then we kind of have our several backups. But yeah,
okay.
I mean... On deck kind of has continues to go crazy.
Okay, that's good. That's good to hear. I mean, not from my standpoint, but at least it's good to hear. I mean, we do that with some folks ourselves, but it's it's been hard kind of breaking in with you guys. So, Marlin, that's what I hear. You know, good rates. They do a good job on the smaller deals. Again, they're still kind of getting their toe in the water. Who would be a couple more, and then I'll get out of your hair because I promise to be brief.
No problem. I'll try and wrap up everything that you asked. I'll say this much, New Logic's having their funding issues right now. Have you
Who?
Heard about that? New Logic?
Who?
Can Capital?
Oh, Can. I've not heard a lot of good things about Can, period, for the last, and I'm not trying to trash my competition, but they had a management shakeup, and complaints I'm hearing is just that you got people that are inexperienced on support side and on underwriting side. I didn't know if they were having any funding issues, but it was just no fun doing business with them, at least for a couple of my partners.
Yeah, while those things you mentioned may be true, and I wouldn't be surprised considering the experiences we've had, I'd say that the real issue we're having right now is that after we fund a deal, it takes 7 to 10 business days for the funds to actually drop. They're calling it a technical glitch, but it's forced us to pull back on submitting as often to them because it takes so long for funds to drop into our merchant's account.
Oh, okay. Okay. I hadn't heard that, but that's good to know.
Yeah, right, so they used to... I'll just kind of like spitfire all what's been going on real quick. So New Logic used to be a main player until that happened. MCC or BizFi, we have been submitting to them a lot, but they seem to have gone a little bit more conservative on us, losing out a lot to On Deck. We've signed up with Credibly, and Credibly, we funded a few deals there. We like that they allow us to participate. However, they have a lot of steps on the back end for funding, and it's caused some issues with us.
Okay.
Business Backers is coming into town, actually. Today, I should see him here in about 15, 20 minutes. They've been doing pretty well. Still keep them pretty much just for white-collar situations, and we're trying to open them up to more of our business since New Logic has been having issues.
Are you syndicating with On Deck and with others as well?
On Deck has rumored syndication opportunities coming out, but nothing has become official.
You syndicating with anybody else?
For a financial, we syndicate with them. We're giving them more opportunities in lieu of New Logic's issues with funding, so for NBB are Credibly can be on the come up to take some of their market share. And then we have our second position space, which has just recently filled out. We're working with New Growth Capital Expansion, forward financing Everest nights. That's when we're kind of working into our C portfolio or our stacking portfolio.
Okay, so then, so you really will. So they'll take a second position then, basically.
Who will? Which of those?
You, what you were just mentioning, that you're stacking or they're stacking.
Yeah. Well, they're just people we get second positions from. You know, like, oh, you need another loan, then forward financing is a good option. We added them about a month to go and have been having some success with them.
Okay, got it. Well, good deal. Well, listen, thank you for your time, and you know, we're trying to, you know, fine tune for next year. We'll see, and I appreciate the information. We'll keep, you know, stay really close in house, but
yeah,
appreciate being blunt. So yeah, come back with the special and take a little bit of that business over back into our neck of the woods. So
all right, and if I can just give you a few criticisms, just that we had from Rapid, which made us slow down. It's one, the financials over 75K, and then being required to even send out an offer if we're trying to go for over 150K. That's nothing any of our other lenders really require. Like, you know, OnDeck can go up to 250K, no fins. NewLogic, 175K, no fins. You know, I can get a no fins offer from Fora under 150K. BB, the same. Credibly, the same. So the fins is really something that can be harmful.
No, that makes sense. I mean, it's not a pre-approval, but they can at least quote on that on an app-only basis up to 250, 175, or 150 for Fora. That's not a hard approval necessarily, but you at least get the quote out.
Yeah, that's important to us. You know, even if it's not a hard approval, it's like you're not getting that opportunity to compete if you're not offering a soft approval. We preface it with our sales rep saying, hey, look, this is a soft approval. Fins will be required, and so they let the customer know that. But we find that's an easier process than asking for fins up front.
I got it. No, and thank you. That's really good information. That really is. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that.
One other thing, the top tier programs, the 3.5 points, that just makes it so that our sales reps don't really want to sell it. They'd take anything that gives them more money. And this is like a minor thing. We appreciate it, but it just was a little bit overdone. Whenever we did get an approval, your sales reps would follow up with us several times just to see how it's moving along. Considering that we are submitting to 3 or 4 sources at once, it's really hard to manage and stop what we're doing to answer questions on deals like that. So often we prefer a little bit of a grace period before there's a follow-up saying, hey, where is this coming? Because we're still hearing back from other lenders. And
you know, we can manage to that, but quite frankly, you are a different model than probably 99% of our other deals. So we feel like we're dropping the ball if we're not following up with you, as opposed to just aggravating you, which is obviously not the intent. But that's something that we could manage to, and just say, listen, you're going to present the deals. We're only basically going to step in when we're talking to the customer, you know, underwriting to the final call, and understand that.
So, yeah, and I bring that up just because it's something we've been running into. Some of our newer lenders, I often ask them when it goes to underwriting, what percentage of it is an automated process and which percentage of your underwriting process is actually people digging into the details and spending their time giving an offer out. And I think that what we've found is for those lenders who do have to have 100% underwriting done by a human, it's challenging to work with them because we are having lower turnover rates in funding because our customers have become more competitive and intelligent. So the more automated a process it is, the better we feel because we're not wasting the lender's time in underwriting, considering that there is so much competition out there.
Well said. And we're actually making strides on that as well. It's as early as the end of January.
We're trying to automate as well.
Alrighty. Well, listen, thank you, sir. Let me get out of your hair. I appreciate very much your time, and thank you.
Yeah, no, of course, anytime, Jeff. I appreciate your honesty and being open about it.
Okay. Well, good deal, man. Thanks. Have a happy holidays next week. Take care.
All right, you as well. Bye for now.
All right, bye-bye.